Turn me to we do.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank God for another opportunity to come, hallelujah, before you to bring forth the word of God. We just thank God for the capability of using the internet, amen, to reach, hallelujah, souls for Christ. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves and need thy mighty hand. We come to you today just to thank you and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Right now, that we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, ask you to hide them behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay and use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. And precious Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We just pray in advance for prayers being answered, hallelujah, for requests being honored, and for needs being met here this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
And Prophetess Tebow.
Coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name. And we thank God because he is a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a God that sits high and look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open up to the book of Luke, the 19th chapter, and we'll be reading 1 through 10. The book of Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 10.
Amen, amen. St. Luke chapter 19, beginning with verse 1, reads, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." I've read to your hearing St. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word, to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God for Prophetess Tebow, amen, for sharing the word of God with us today in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful and thank God, hallelujah, again for being on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. Well, we're so grateful and thankful because his word will not return to him void. Prophet Sibo, hallelujah, the God that we serve, he goes, hallelujah, he looks, he's gone to and fro looking, searching for those that will believe him, that will believe his word, that he may perform it. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I want you to pray for me, for us, and with us as we bring forth the word here today. Amen. We just thank God again for each and every one that's listening in, for those that will be listening to this tape later on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the anointing rest upon the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. If that was a subtitle that I would use, it would be When a Little Man Meet a Mighty God. When a Little Man Meets a Mighty God. Here in the scriptures that was read, hallelujah, we look at a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. In other words, he was the chief of the publicans. He was a man of stature. He was a man of small stature, but he also was a man that had a big position. Hallelujah. So God is good and worthy to be praised. First thing that we want to bring to your attention is this. Salvation is a free gift for all who allow themselves to be found. Yes, again, we are talking about Jesus came to seek and save the lost. In Luke 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus is the compassionate, searching Savior who seeks those who can by no means save themselves. I'm going to say that again. Jesus is the compassionate, searching Savior who seeks those who can by no means save themselves. So again, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. The question may be asked at this time, who are the lost? People who have never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Sometimes people are lost, and they don't know it. In our human nature, there are often people that are hard to reach for Christ. That's why as born-again believers, as those that had their first encounter with the Lord, and is still in the fold, reaching out beyond the four walls, reaching out to people that is lost, people that is still in darkness. Yes, Jesus came to seek and save the lost, searching for even those who don't know that they are lost. Brothers and sisters of Christ, how many people are in this old world that has lives that are spending out of control? People who are making crazy decisions, trying to find purpose in dead ends and going nowhere. You know, sometimes we have to consider that we was born in sin. We have to remember that we are, hallelujah, in our mother's womb. We was born in sin, so the sin nature, hallelujah, was part of our makeup. But when we came to Christ and the Lord searched for us as well and crossed our path, then we came to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. Yes, we have been placed here for a purpose and for a reason. Jesus came to search, to seek and save the lost. We who are saved should take great comfort knowing, Providence Tebow, knowing that Jesus Christ is seeking those that are totally lost and don't know it. Children of God, as long as there is breath in lost people's lives, there is hope for all people. Only Jesus Christ knows the human heart. For an example, a man can be in a backslidden condition, and we look at him from the outside and say that he's lost. Well, that man that is lost could be that he has wandered away from God, from the fold, and he is found when once again he has taken his rightful place as an obedient child in the household and in the family of his father. Yes, God is a merciful God. God is, hallelujah, he's not like man. God is merciful. Yes, he is. He's merciful, he's forgiving, and he's willing to accept us back into the family of God. All we got to do is repent. Repent of our sins. Because the Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because of what Jesus did on Calvary, shed his blood for all mankind, he made a way out of no way. Because you see, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Again, brothers and sisters of Christ, take great comfort in knowing that the offer of eternal life is open to all people. Jesus Christ died for the sins of all. All people, regardless of race, color, or creed. John 3:16 sums it all up. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus, he came to seek and save the lost. Jesus came for all that are lost, all that are straying, all that are in the wrong places. Some people are never found because they refuse to accept, hallelujah, the offer that is given. Jesus is seeking the lost. And we as people that are lost should be seeking him. But because of our carnal makeup, because of us being carnal minded, we can't understand spiritual things. But when you come to that place of surrendering all, when you come to that place of realizing you need a Savior, Jesus, he's seeking the lost. He's seeking those that really don't know that they are lost. Yes, there are an incredible number of people in our complex world that are very lost, lost spiritually, emotionally, mentally, but they have no idea what to do about it. They are confused, nervous, angry, frustrated, helpless, and lost. They know something is missing, but they don't know what. You see, Christianity is summed up in these words. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Brothers and sisters of Christ, there are people who seems to possess everything this world holds in value and esteem. These people are looked upon by others as being successful. In the scriptures that Prophet Tebow read in Luke 19, verse 1 through 10, if we look at verses 1 through 4, we see where this little man, Zacchaeus, he is one of those people who had it all. Yes, he was a rich man, very rich. And he had a man, he was a man of position and a man of power, according to the scriptures. Yet there was more to Zacchaeus than meet the eyes. Sure, he was successful by the world standard, but you should never judge a book by its cover. It was what Zacchaeus lacked that made the difference in his life. When this little man met a great big God, he got his needs met completely. The Bible says that he heard about Jesus coming, and he went ahead, climbed up in a sycamore tree, climbed up high so that he can look low. That's the position that God is to us today. He sits high, but he looks low. He loves us so that he sent his son, Jesus, who came to seek and to save the lost. You see, Zacchaeus, Jesus was a seeking savior. Oh, yes, he was, and still is. But Zacchaeus, he was a seeking sinner. Even as a man of position, Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, which means, hallelujah, that he worked for Rome, he was permitted to extract taxes from those in Jericho at a rate of his own choosing. He was a man of considerable wealth. He was also a man of power and stature, small in stature, but had a lot of power. You see, in John chapter 15, verse 5, the latter part of it says, "For without me, you can't do nothing." You see, it matters not what we have or think of ourselves. We all need Jesus, rich or poor. It doesn't matter. In order to be sure that we have something when this life here on earth has passed. See, the Bible says it's appointed to man once to die, and then the judgment. You see, either you're living for God or you're living for self or the devil. You either, hallelujah, seeking this world riches, or you are seeking things above. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, Zacchaeus was wealthy and successful by the world standards. He knew that something was missing. Most folks do, regardless of what their position is. They try to drown it in alcohol. They try to lose it in the fog of drugs. Even they try to talk tough and rough. But when in moments of being alone, when it gets real quiet and no one is around, but you and God then the truth sounds as the Lord, as loud in your own soul as a blast of 1,000 trumpets. And then you know that you need something, something that you do not have, and that is Jesus, because Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Oh, yes, he did. He is a merciful God. He is a merciful God. He is a God that is gracious, a God that is more than enough to meet out each and every need. You see, Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. He had a desire to see the Lord. Yes, in the scriptures, it said that he went before him. He heard about Jesus. But because of his height, by being small in stature, that he couldn't see him over the crowd. You see, how bad do you want him? How bad do you want to see Jesus? Zacchaeus didn't let nothing stop him. Zacchaeus said, well, if I can't see him in the crowd because of my height, I'm going to go a little further and climb a tree. He climbed up a sycamore tree. He climbed up and he got on the limb. When Jesus got to where Zacchaeus was, the Bible says he looked up and he saw Zacchaeus. And he told him, he said, Zacchaeus, come down, because this day salvation comes to your house. Yes, the God that we serve, he knows all about it. He knows about every situation. He knows how bad you have been seeking it. Jesus is a seeking savior. Zacchaeus was a seeking saint. I mean, a seeking sinner. Hallelujah. But look at God's mercy. Look at how God desired that no man go to hell. God desired that everyone come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you know, Providence people, just like in Jesus' days, like the days we are in 2019, not everybody could come to Jesus because not everyone wants him. Hallelujah. How bad do you want the Lord to come in your life? How bad do you want the Lord to turn things around in your behalf? It's up to you. He can't do it for you. I can't do it for you. You have to do it yourself. Each and every one of us have the invitation, but it's up to us to accept it or reject it. You see, if you wind up in hell, it's not God's fault, because we have television, we have radio, we have the internet, we have telemouth, and all types of ways to get the word out to us. How bad do you want the Lord in your life? See, God is always looking. Jesus is always searching. We should be doing the same, searching for the Lord in our lives.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because
Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God, a God that is able to meet our each and every need. Again, Prophetess Tebow, we are talking about Jesus came to seek and to save the lost.
Amen, amen. Apostle, I was just thinking while you were speaking and I was going back over the scripture that this is another one of those must-need appointments. Like when he had to meet the woman at the well, him meeting Zacchaeus under this tree had to be an appointed time because he looked up in the sycamore tree to talk to Zacchaeus. So he already knew he was there. So just imagine that you have an appointment with him too. We each have an appointed time to meet up with him. What happens if you're not ready for that meeting? What happens if you're not aware of or you don't be obedient to the meeting that you know you need to have. You miss that appointed time. Then what? You know, do you get that appointed time again? Does it come back around?
God will always deal with you until your last breath in your body. Until he won't give up on you. That's how much love he has for us. So all we got, you know, don't feel rejected or don't feel that is the end. No, just seek the Lord, just like Jesus is a seeking Savior. Well, if we don't know the Lord, we should be a seeking sinner. And then believe God for opportunities to come your way. Because, see, the Bible says one plant, one water, but God bring the increase. So he knows when we prepare and when we sincere, because he knows the heart. Sometimes we can go years, heard the word, but because we want to do it our way, we want to have it the Burger King way, God won't go against our will. But he will still try to get your attention through people, things, and situations that come about in your life. But until you recognize that is him, you'll be going over and over, over and over, and running into roadblocks, because God wants to get your attention. He wants to make sure that you have that opportunity. But again, that's up to you to either accept it or reject it.
Amen. Amen. And then the other thing that I was thinking about was how excited Zacchaeus was.
Amen.
That Jesus acknowledged him and wanted to eat with him. Because I think the Pharisees didn't partake or have meals with the publicans, the sinners. So with Jesus wanting to have a meal with him, he was excited because this man is supposed to be high up, but he's willing to eat with me, a sinner that the other governmental or leaders, the spiritual leaders, wouldn't do. So he made haste. You see, he followed instructions, which is part of our problem. We don't follow the instructions. We are told what to do and how to get what we need from God and how to get close to God. But we want to do it our way, like you said, that Burger King way. And that doesn't work. So I was amazed, not amazed, but it just jumped off the page again at me that he was happy, that Zacchaeus was happy. And Jesus didn't have no problem eating with sinners. Because like you said, in the last verse says he came seeking to save those who are lost. So we as Christians, we as born-again believers are supposed to be searching out for the lost too, not the people that already know who Jesus is. Even though we need to be girded up or re-encouraged or strengthened, which is why we fellowship on Sunday mornings or gather together as a corporate group to get our strength back, to get our encouragement so that we can go back out in the highways and the byways to talk to the lost. So we have to understand that our place is not in the building. We have to come together in the building to be re-strengthened and to get encouragement from fellow believers. But our job is to be in the hedges, in the highways, talking to the lost, letting them know about Jesus. So if nothing else, even though this time of the year seems like everybody is out doing that sharing and giving and trying to make sure the underprivileged or those that don't have, it's not just a seasonal thing. It should be an everyday thing. So if we could take the idea that we have at Christmas and make it an everyday thing, what a better place our world would be.
Amen, amen, amen. And there's something that I wanted to bring out also, probably this table, is the fact that if you notice the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all those religious seeds, amen, religion going to keep you bound up, and religion going to give you rules and regulations for you to find your own way. Amen. Whereas Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is developing a relationship with the Lord. And that's what really set us aside as believers apart from religious rituals and practices. Because when you have that intimate relationship with the Lord, and then you become a follower of His, and that's a point that you brought out that has to be really said also. Jesus Christ is our set example. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that started the Christianity movement. He's the trailblazer. And we as partakers of, as followers of His, and He set the bar for us to follow, we have to go beyond our comfort zone, get beyond the comfort and the security of a building, and go into the byways and the highways and compel people to come. But you see, it's the enemy's job to try to bring fear, because what fear does, fear cancels out faith. And we have to understand that faith is what is needed, hallelujah, for us to go out and lean on the Lord and ask God to lead, guide, direct, and ordain us to want to do this. And the way that we do this is to have preparation in our lives through prayer and fasting, hallelujah, and asking God to lead people our way, that we can let them know about the God that we serve. Let them know what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, what Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Share the good news, hallelujah, being a light, excuse me, in darkness and compelling people to come. Because, you know, somebody stood in the gap for us. Somebody intercede for you and I and all those that have come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to always remember we didn't come right away. Amen. We did everything else what everybody else did, and we went astray. But thank God for Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So again, tonight we are talking about Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. So here again, Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. He had a desire to see the Lord. You may go through many years again in your life and never want anything to do with the Lord. You see, I can't talk about nobody else, but I can testify. When I first was introduced to the things of God, hallelujah, I was in the military. Amen. And myself as well as others. They had this guy, amen, and we just went around, and I told him, I said, I was born in a particular religion, and that's the way that I'm going to go. Not knowing that God was giving me, hallelujah, a chance to get right with Him. Hallelujah. I even went to as far as calling the guy Jesus Freak, calling him things that I shouldn't be calling because of ignorance on my part. You see, a carnal-minded person will not understand spiritual things. But when my eyes got open, when the scales of my eyes broke on a spiritual level, when I gave my life to Christ, fresh revelation came to me. And then I did the same thing the guy was doing. Started telling people about Jesus. I was excited. I had a zeal, still do, for the Lord. Hallelujah. But some of us, it happened quickly. Some of us, it haven't happened yet. But when there is birth, you see, when it's birth in your soul, the realization that Jesus is the only hope you have, then you will want to get to Him also. Amen. Again, I want to remind you that Jesus is the seeking Savior. But we that are not born again, those that have not come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we should be the seeking sinner. Hallelujah. Because we want to get right with God. Because we know that one day we will die. And like Zacchaeus, you may not fully understand all that is happening in your heart and life. Zacchaeus knew that he wanted to be different. He heard about Jesus. He heard about the one that was healing the sick, raising the dead. He heard about the one that was the miracle worker, the one that hallelujah, was able to turn things around in your behalf. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Here in the book of Acts, the 4:12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Yes, it all started in the book of Acts. If we go around the second chapter, after the promise of the Holy Spirit, when Jesus told his disciples to go tarry at Jerusalem. Then when Pentecost came, the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all together in one room, in one heart, one mind, and one accord. And the Holy Spirit, the promise came, the Holy Spirit of God came in like a rushing mighty wind. And that same Peter, the one that rejected Christ, hallelujah, he preached with boldness. He preached in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. You see, find Acts 2:38 for me right quick. Hallelujah. Peter, he preached Acts 2:38. Peter preached with boldness. He preached the message. Amen. And in one service, 3,000 souls got saved. Isn't that? That's when the New Testament church was birthed. That's when the New Testament church was formed. Hallelujah. They were first called Christian at Antioch. Hallelujah. Which is Christ-like. Acts 2:38, honey. What does it say? Praise God. Peter said,
then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, some people get caught up on which way is proper for baptism. Some people use the title Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Some people use the title in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Regardless of what the title is, as long as you have the realization, according to the New Testament, hallelujah, it says in the name of Jesus. In the book of Matthew, I think it is, it says, go ye baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are titles, amen? But all three agree that as one as in the Godhead. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus, it is, don't get so caught up in the baptism, get caught up in Jesus. Get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our set example. He is the author and finisher of our faith. You see, Jesus is the only one who can save your soul as well as mine and make a difference in where you will spend eternity. Before Zacchaeus could get to Jesus, he had to overcome great obstacle. We know, we read about it in Luke 19:3. And Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, who was and could not because of the crowd, because he was small of stature. Zacchaeus did something that most of us wouldn't do. In other words, he climbed the tree. He got out of the comfort zone. Sometimes in order for you to get God's best, discomfort will come. Sometimes in order to get God's best, we have to suffer for a while. Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus climbed the tree to get a glimpse of the Lord as he passed by that day. This short man allowed nothing, not the crowd, not his position, standing before him and his, seeking to see the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is worth any price. He is worth any sacrifice. Jesus is worth whatever has to be done to be made right with him. See, we as believers of Christ that came to the realization of accepting him, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, That's why our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed. That the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We serve an awesome God, a merciful God. The God that we serve, he's able and he's willing to meet our each and every need from this day forward. Hallelujah. Prophetess Tebow, amen, just briefly read Acts 19 again. Luke 19, verse 1 through 10, please.
And it reads, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." St. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We are thankful and grateful for the God that we serve, because he's able and he's willing to meet our each and every need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Well, you know, when we understand how much God loves us, he loves us so that he gave his only begotten son. He loves us so that he allowed his son to become the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Yes, Jesus, that's who we're talking about. He is the seeking savior, looking for seeking sinners that needs to become saints. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. I don't know if that's you tonight. I don't know if that's after hearing this teaching. Hallelujah. Consider what was said. Yes, we are at a place during our holiday season. What a great joy and a great gift would be if you give your life to Jesus, the one who stood in the gap, the one who took upon himself the stripes, the sins of the world upon his shoulders, that placed a crown of thorns on his head, that pierced him in the side, they stretched him wide, and they lifted him high. Jesus didn't say a mumbling word. He could have. He could have summoned a whole legion of angels to come down and destroy all mankind. No, he became that ultimate sacrifice. Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there'd be no remission of sins. We are thankful tonight, Prophetess Tebow, and all those that are listening in, and those that will be listening later. We should be thankful during this holiday season. If we are saved, praise the Lord for it. If we're still searching, if we're still seeking, hallelujah, not fixed up, all we have to do is come to that place of acknowledging we need some help on a spiritual level. Come to that place of saying, Jesus, Lord, God, I am sorry for my sins. I realize after listening to this teaching tonight, I've tried everything else. Now I'm ready to try you, to try the God that I heard about, to try the one that people told me about. It's your day, sir. Ma'am, it's your hour. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus just the way you are. Total on from the flow up. Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Come to the one that can make a difference in your life. Yes, it may seem as if you're in a hopeless condition, in a situation that you don't know which way to go. But I guarantee you, by the word of God, if you give Jesus a chance and let God come in and intervene on your behalf, he can turn anything around in your favor. Yes, when it seems impossible with man, it's an opportunity for God to step in, turn it around, put your foot on solid ground. Yes, what a happy and joyful time it would be. What a greatest gift there is. God gave us his best. He gave us Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now it's time for you to give him your best. Give him your life. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of coming to that place. First of all, of repenting of your sins. Repent means to make an about face. Repent means you was gone in one direction, made a 180-degree turn in another direction. God is waiting on you. He's standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking. But only you can allow him to come in. See, one thing about it, we are free will agents that God have given us a free will. He won't force himself on us. All we got to do is say, Lord, I'm sorry. Repent of our sins. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. The word of God says we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Ma'am, sir, boy or girl, if you have said and you mean it from the depths of your heart, if you have repented of your sin, asking God to forgive you with a sincere heart, come to him just the way you are. He's willing and able. Hallelujah. If you have done that, the angels in heaven is rejoicing. Let me be the first one, Providence T-Boy and myself, to welcome you to the beloved family of God, to welcome you into God's fold. Yes, God is good, y'all. He's a merciful God, but he's also a God of wrath. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful and grateful that he put his hand on me over 30-something years ago. I thank God because he saw something in me that nobody else seen. Matter of fact, I didn't see it myself. But because of his grace, his mercy, and his love, he accepted me, and he's real willing to accept you tonight. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this teaching tonight. We thank you for your word, because your word would not return to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, because you are a merciful God. You're a God that sits high and look low. You're a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need from this day forward. Oh, Heavenly Father, touch those. Touch them right now, Lord. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God bring them to that place where they totally will surrender to you once and for all. As we come to the end of 2019, we believe that, hallelujah, there's still time. There's still room at the cross. There's still time for you to get right with God. Listen, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm letting you know. If your number was pulled and your name was called, are you ready to meet your maker? Are you ready to meet God? And when you stand before him, I said it once, I'm going to say it again, is appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. When you stand before him, the one that created you, the one that knows all about you, will you hear, well done, thy great and faithful servant. Come on up to a place that have been prepared for you. Or will you hear, depart from me, I never knew you. Yes, we have an opportunity to go to strive towards our destiny. We have an opportunity to accept or to reject the salvation message. It's up to you. It's up to you tonight. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father God, for what you have done, is doing, and will do. Lord, I'm just asking you continuously to bless us, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so that we may be able to continuously preach your word, lift up the name of Jesus. I thank you for my wife tonight. Hallelujah, because two is better than one. If any two of us come in agreement, such as happen here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Thank you for saving souls, for making us whole. The word says, he that winneth souls is wise. Let us be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, from this day forward. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, we just thank you for this time that we've had to fellowship with our brothers and sisters. And we hope that something was said that you can apply to your life and share with others. If you have comments, questions, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us and let us know what they are. Our mailing address is Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, in care of Apostle Dudley Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, questions, comments, topics to be discussed. Write to us, Apostle Dudley Tebow, Prophetess Lisa Tebow, through the Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92863, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Our broadcasts normally are Tuesdays and Fridays, every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Time. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and have them listen with us. Otherwise, they can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul/Busting Loose in Faith Ministries and listen to any of the messages that we have pre-recorded. Again, God bless you. God loves you. We do too. And we hope that you'll join us again on Tuesday evening, the Lord willing, at 6 p.m. God bless. Have a great weekend. Have a good night. Bye-bye.